Alright. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're wishing you a happy new year with the first of many previews. Remember, I do these every holiday as a way to get, like, the immense amount of these things out to you. Why should you play Come Home Premium Edition? Because right now, guys, it is up there on Steam. Like, as far as the charts are concerned, Come Home is the 8th most. It was a little higher, but it's the 8th most popular adult game right now on Steam. Number one is Peeping Dorm Manager, but that doesn't seem my kind of thing, so I don't know. But at any rate, we're going to go ahead and get started with this because at one point it was at the top. And, of course, things change. You know, people jump in, people jump off. But let's get started and see what the fuss was about and why this thing was so high. Well, we know what that is. It's been a few days since I checked my email. As soon as I see the message sitting in my inbox, I can feel in my gut that something is wrong. Honey, I really need your help. I didn't want to tell you like this, but I don't know any other way of contacting you. Your dad has gone missing. He disappeared 2 weeks ago and hasn't come back. I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm running out of money. We're going to lose the house, the car, everything. I don't know what to do. I feel completely lost. I'm freaking out and I need help. Please come home. Please. Lisa. Dad is missing? Disappeared? What does that even mean? I try to call Lisa, but the phone is disconnected. I email back, but I don't get a reply. I need to go home. Two days later, the Uber driver pulls up in front of my family's house, the house I'd grown up in. I've only been away for 3 years, but it feels like a lifetime. I barely remember the place, and the things I do remember feel like they'd happened to somebody else, like I'd dreamed them or seen them in a movie. After Mom died, my dad had moved us into this house. It was 10 years later that he started dating Lisa and she moved in with us, along with her daughter Susie. Then I moved away a year after that to go to college in Brazil, as far away from this place as I could possibly get. I didn't leave under the best circumstances either. It felt like Dad was trying to replace Mom. I now know that I had been acting ridiculous, but I'd said some things that I regret and I still haven't apologized for it. And now my dad's missing, and I may never be able to apologize to him. I need to know what's going on. Step one of that is talking to Lisa. Thanks for the ride. No problem. Good luck with your dad. I step out of the car, pulling my suitcase behind me. All of my possessions hastily stuffed inside before leaving college and coming home. The Uber driver gives me a wave before driving away, leaving me standing in the driveway alone. The curtain in the front room moves to the side, and a shadowed face looks out at me through the dusty glass. A moment later, the front door opens with a creak. Creak? Grim! Hey, Lisa. Oh my god, I can't believe you're here. She rushes out of the house and across the lawn towards me, throwing her arms around my back and pulling me into a hug, sobbing lightly against my shoulder. Then she pulls away, tears still in her eyes. I'm sorry, it's just so good to see you again. I didn't know if you got my email. I tried to call you and message you back, but I couldn't get through. I didn't have enough money to keep paying the phone bill or the internet. I used Susie's phone to send that message. Why don't you come inside? Your room is still just like you left it. Okay. I look up at the house one more time, hesitating for some reason. Everything feels so awkward, like seeing an old friend that you hadn't talked to since high school after you both had grown up and gone in completely different directions, became different people. Lisa waits at the door expectantly. Come on! I follow her inside. The house isn't much different than I remembered. Some new decorations, but a lot of the old stuff is still there, too. A doorway to the right leads to the kitchen with the always clean white cabinets and wooden countertops. To the left, another doorway goes into the living room, where there are a couple of sofas and a television mounted on the wall across from them. The furniture is different, the television upgraded, but the photos on the wall are exactly the same as I remember them 3 years ago. Pictures of me, mostly, along with others of my dad and Lisa, a few of Susie, and even some of my mom. Directly in front of me are the stairs leading up to the second floor, while the hall going past the stairs leads to the door that goes down into the basement where Dad's office is. There's police tape over the door. I'll have to ask Lisa about that. Past that, the door to the right goes to the master bedroom and bathroom, and the door to the left leads into the laundry room. Then there's a patio door in the back that opens into the backyard. Well, I mean, we have the layout of the house now, right? What's the deal with the police tape? Oh, they don't want anybody down there until they get finished going through some of the things that they took. The detective locked the door and took the key with her. Oh, wow. Okay. You can go put your bag in your room if you want. I was just finishing up dinner. Oh, don't worry about it. I can just take out or something. I know you weren't really prepared for me coming today. Nonsense. I made chicken fried steak. There's plenty. Chicken fried steak does sound delicious. Yeah. Okay. I'll just go put these up. Sounds good. Make yourself comfortable. Susie will be home. I'm sure she'll be excited to see you. I doubt that. Susie and I never really gotten along. I think that she's always been jealous of me because I'm older and always got to do more interesting things than she did. She seems so stuck up to me, like she and Lisa are just so much better than me and Dad. That was 3 years ago, though. I had to remind myself. People can change. I know I have. Although returning to this place is making old feelings return as well. I need to try to give them a chance to start over. I need to be nice. It'd be good for me and for the entire family. Give me a minute. I'm gonna wipe off my glasses here. All right, there we are. I take my bag up the stairs. My door's to the left, while Susie's door, which she painted as soon as she moved into the house, is to the right. I open my bedroom door and walk inside. All my junk that had been lying around the room when I left is all put away now, but the directions... The decorations are exactly how I had left them. Band, movie, and video game posters on the walls. My old laptop and computer desk are in the corner covered in a thin layer of dust. My queen-size bed is in the other corner, made up as if it were waiting on me. My nightstand next to it still has my favorite lamp on it as well. I look around at the posters and can't help but laugh at myself. I thought this stuff was so cool. I hadn't even realized how much I changed over the few years I'd been away from Sky Hill. I shake my head and put my bag on the dresser nearby that is still full of my clothes that I left behind when I moved. I shuffle through some of the clothing before deciding that all this stuff is gonna have to get donated. I won't be caught dead wearing these clothes again. I really don't know what the hell he's doing with all this. It has me confused. It's like, oh, I'm not this person anymore. Like, people do that and then they realize, like, later on in life that, yeah, they totally were that person. If I'm gonna stay here for any length of time, the decorations on the wall have to change too. I'm not into these bands at all anymore. Yeah, you know what's funny about that? Like, when I was a young guy, and me and the dev can fight, I actually can talk to the dev about this, but I don't want to start a war. But anyway, alright, when I was young, like, yeah, I was big into Korn and Slipknot and Disturbed and, you know, Korn, Slipknot, Disturbed, Limp Bizkit, stuff like that. And, you know, I got into the heavier bands, and I'm like, oh, I don't go listen to that stuff anymore. But, like, when I got a little older, I realized that that kind of music just wasn't a thing anymore. Hell, even a lot of the music I was listening to in the 2000s is not a thing anymore. So basically, you know, you go back to those old records because you miss those sounds. You know, those sounds are gone. Like, I mean, there's bands that can try to make them similar, but it'll never be the same. Like, there's even some really good songs in the same style, but it's not as good as what you remember. And that's when you can put on a record and just hit it from, like, from back to front. Like, you know every fucking word, because you jam that shit. And of course, they're like, hell, most of them aren't together anymore, and the lead singer in that one is in jail over sexual assault charges. Man. Heh. From a guy that's worked with metal and rock and all that, you'd be so surprised how many bands have done the craziest fucking shit. I'm not even gonna tell you. Because you won't want to listen to anything at all. Okay? It's just... Like, most of them aren't together. And just because they're not together anymore doesn't mean nothing. Because one thing I am gonna say, guys, is a lot of bands got back together. Like, a lot of old bands. We got bands that were in the 80s getting back together now making music. So, yeah, I don't really see where he's going with this. Maybe because the guy's moving from his teenage phase into his adult phase. But, dude, when you get older, trust me, this shit's gonna come back because you're gonna fucking miss it. Like, you're gonna be like, man, why the hell don't music sound like that? I remember rock when I was young, you know? And you're gonna go back and you're gonna be like, this is so much better than that shit they listen to now, right? I walk over to that poster and rip it down, ball it up, and toss it into the garbage can, which is another stupid thing because some of that shit's worth money later on. Screw it. Rip the rest of them down too. I need a new start. I'm not the same person that I've been here when I lived before and liked this stuff. I've changed and everything else needed to change too. And you'll change again too. Trust me, man. I used to have posters up on the wall of that kind of stuff. And I may not now, but I still listen to all those fucking bands. Every single one of them. Matter of fact, I just downloaded like all their shit and constantly jam it. Because nothing else is gonna come close to that. I'm just telling you right now. When I finish, a couple minutes later, the walls are bare and the trash can is full. I'll redecorate later if I decide to stay. I take the bag out of the trash can and carry it down the stairs, heading towards the back door where I know the outdoor bins are kept. I'd done the same routine every week growing up. Taking out the garbage was always one of the chores that I did for my weekly $20 allowance. Lisa calls from the kitchen as I pass. Where are you going? Not leaving already, are you? Just taking out the garbage. I'll be right back. I walk past the basement door, past the door leading into my dad and Lisa's room, and out the back door. The backyard is a mess. One of the fence pickets is down. There are patches of weeds everywhere, and the grass is up past my knees as if nobody had mowed it in months. I walk around to where the trash cans are behind the garage. They're overflowing with garbage as if somebody had forgotten to take them out to the curb last week, and maybe the week before that as well. I set the trash bag on top of the bin, making a mental note to ask when the trash pickup is, so that I can be sure to get it out. I guess Lisa has been a bit distracted with my missing dad. Grim, is that you? I look over to where the voice came from and see a face watching me through the gap in the wooden fence on the other side of the yard. Jamie? Jamie had been my neighbor for years growing up. We played together in the yard when we were young and were good friends all the way through junior high. Then we started hanging out with different crowds when we went to high school and never really kept up with each other after that, aside from nods as we passed in the hall. I walked through the overgrown grass to the fence to talk to her.
I'm surprised you remembered my name.
We were friends for years, Jamie. I'm not gonna forget your name. How have you been? Oh, pretty good. You know, just going to college and still living here. Not all the lines are voiced. What about you? I thought you were going to school in Brazil or something. I was. I finished my third year there and was planning on staying to graduate, but this stuff with my dad happened. Oh yeah? I heard about that. They still don't know what happened to him? I don't think so. I just got here and haven't really started looking into it. Trying to settle in first, you know? I understand. We stand there for a moment in awkward silence. It's hard to have a normal conversation with a cloud of my missing father looming over our heads. We should go grab a coffee sometime and catch up. Sure, I'd like that.
Great.
I'm looking forward to it. Let me give you my phone number. Well, I don't have the phone right now. I sort of left in a hurry and forgot the thing in Brazil. I even had to call an Uber from a payphone. I mean, the dude just kind of rushed. I see why, but I don't know. He's very reckless. Wow, I didn't even know you could do that. Well, you know where I live anyways. Just come over and see me sometime. I'll be sure to do that. Okay, I'll let you get back to what you were doing. It's really good to see you again, Grim. Good to see you too. Talk to you later. She smiles and gives me a wave before turning around and walking back inside her house. I hear a car pull into the driveway and the door shut. Must be Susie. It's a bit strange to think of her driving. She'd been 15 years old when I left, and most of the time I had to drive her everywhere. Now I might need her to drive me, until I can get a car at least. How the hell am I gonna get a car? There's money? I walk back inside and see Lisa and Susie standing at the front door. Susie looks over at me with an expression that I can't decipher. Why is everything so orange? Is she happy to see me or upset or just surprised? She looks a lot different than the last time I'd seen her. Not a child anymore. All grown up. What do you call Susie? Isn't she like your stepsister? There he is now. Hey, stepsis.
Hey.
That doesn't even make any sense. Hey, stepsis! Hey, stepbro! Hey. She turns back towards Lisa. So what's for dinner? That's it? Hey, what's for dinner? You haven't seen Grim in 3 years. At least give him a hug or something. What does Susie call you? Stepbro! Do you want a hug, stepbro? We probably should, right? I guess. She hesitantly walks towards me and lightly puts her arms around me, barely touching. It's good to see you, step sis. Good to see you too. Then she quickly pulls away. Alright, we hugged. Let's eat. I'm starving. We make our plates from the kitchen and bring them to the small four-person table in the dining room. Lisa made chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes with gravy along with cream spinach and dinner rolls. Well, damn. I'm not a big fan of spinach, but everything else looks delicious. Thanks for cooking, Mom. This is amazing. Amazing might be a strong word. Grim has been down in Brazil for the last 3 years. I bet they have some real amazing food down there, right? No, she's right. These are perfect. The food in Brazil was great, but there's something about a good homemade chicken fried steak that makes it feel like I'm home again. I'm glad you like it, and I'm glad that you're home. So why are you back anyway? Be nice. I am being nice, it's just a question. I came back to help find my dad. Well, good luck with that. He ran off with another woman. If he wanted to be found, we would have already found him. Stop. Don't talk about him like that. Just stop. Sorry, Mom. I don't want to argue at the table. Let's just have a nice dinner and we can talk about your father tomorrow. We sit in silence for a few minutes, eating and not saying anything. I want to ask more. I want to know why she thought my dad would have run off with another woman. But Lisa's obviously upset and I don't want to start a fight. How long are you planning on staying, Grim? I'm back permanently. What? You're not going back to school? I can't. The scholarship was for 4 years, but if I miss any time, the scholarship is revoked. School started 2 days ago. I won't be able to go back. Oh no, I wouldn't have wanted you to come if I'd known that. Your father wouldn't have wanted you to give up school to help find him either. It's done. I wanted to come back. I wasn't doing great at school anyway. I'm not sure I would have made it through the next year. So what are you gonna do then? I'll go to school here, finish up my degree, and get a job here. That way I can help you out and try to find my dad. Lisa looks like she's about to cry. I'm sorry you had to give all that up. I shouldn't have even sent that email. It's fine, really. I'm glad you sent it. I want to help, and I like being back. I didn't really have any friends down there. It's hard when you can barely speak the language. And I missed my family. Whoops. We missed you too, right, Susie? Gag me. If you're going to sign up for school, you better do it tomorrow. Registration's closing soon. She's right, Susie. You can give him a ride up to the school in the morning so he can get everything straightened out. Why do I have to give him a ride? Because I have to work and Grim just got back to town and doesn't have a car. And because I asked you to. Okay, fine. Be ready to go at 10 in the morning, though. If you're not ready, I'm not taking you. Show him around town, too. It's been a while since he's been here. Fine, but you need to get a car fast because I can't be your chauffeur all the time. I have a life, you know. You're right. I need to get a car. I need a cell phone, too. So I need a job. What happened to your cell phone? I sort of forgot it in Brazil. Oh no, no big deal. I'll get another, but I need money for that. It seems they're always looking for administrative assistance at the law offices downtown. I'm sure you could do that with how smart you are. Well, I'll be damned! Administrative assistant at the... just in the beginning? Shit, you gotta take some classes before you can do something like that. Who says he's so smart? He's qualified for that college in Brazil on a full scholarship. That's true. Yeah, and then flunked out of it, apparently. Be nice. Susie rolls her eyes. Anyway, I was gonna say you could use your father's car if we could find the key. I'm not sure where he put it. I couldn't find it in his dresser, and I didn't touch much down in the basement before the police locked it up. I haven't even seen him drive it in at least a month. Okay, I'll check it out sometime. I'm done. I'm going up to my room. Be ready at 10 tomorrow, step bro. With that, she rushes out of the dining room and up the stairs. You'll have to excuse her. She's probably just going to talk to her boyfriend. She does this almost every night. He lives in White Rock, and they hardly get to see each other anymore, so they talk on the phone a lot. Try to get along with her, okay? She may not show it, but she is really upset over your father. She loves him and misses him, too. And even though she'd probably never tell you, I know she missed you as well. She's different after you left. Quieter and sullen. Lonely, I think. I know you two didn't always hang out much, but I think she liked that you were always there to have her back. When you left, I think she felt a little abandoned. I never thought about that, really. I didn't have a close relationship with Susie, but we didn't really fight either. Pardon. I was mad at my dad when I left and resentful towards Lisa and Susie for taking them away from me. I never really gave them a chance. I'm sorry for how I acted before I left. I've done a lot of growing up since then. I shouldn't have treated you and Susie like I did. Oh, you're beyond forgiven. You were a teenager. I get it. Your dad understood, too. He was never upset at you. I wish he was here. Me too. I stand up next to her and give her a hug, holding her close. I love you. I love you too, Lisa. I'll get the dishes, okay? Oh, and you don't have to do that. I'll get them. It's okay. You fed me. It's the least I can do. I pick up the empty plates from the table and carry them into the kitchen, setting them into the sink. Then I start washing dishes while she puts what leftovers there are into storage containers and into the refrigerator. You don't have to do all of them, Grim. Some of those dishes are from a few days ago. Damn, it's no problem, really. I don't mind. I scrub the dishes and put them away into the dishwasher. She's right. It seems the dishes have been piling in the sink for a few days. It's mostly coffee cups and silverware, though. While I do the dishes, Lisa wipes off the counter and the stove, then comes over and stands next to me, watching and smiling. It's so great having you back home, and not just to help out with the chores. Look at you, you're all grown up now. You turned out to be such a great person. I'm proud of you, Grim. Thanks, Lisa. You don't have to call me by my first name, you know. Isn't there something else you'd rather call me? I guess I could call you Stepmom. She smiles and rubs my back with one hand. I like that. It only takes about 10 minutes to finish the dishes, then I start the dishwasher and dry off my hands. Thank you so much for the help. It's no problem at all. I'll try to help you more around the house, too. I could definitely use it. Between looking for your father and having to work all the time, I just don't seem to have enough time in the day. I'm getting pretty tired. I should probably go get ready for bed. Sounds like I have a big day tomorrow. Oh, you're right. It is getting late. Your bed should be made up, but let me know if you need anything else. I should be good. Thanks. You're welcome. Good night, honey. I start walking up the stairs, but stop when she calls up after me. Hey! I'm so glad you're home. I'm glad to be home. And surprisingly, that's true. I've been nervous the entire way here, but now I'm starting to feel like home again. I've missed this place and these people, and I'm excited to get my life started again. I walk up and go into my bedroom, closing the door behind me. I can't help but think of all the things that I need to do. Register for college, find a job, get a car, get a phone, and maybe most important of all, I need to find out what happened to my dad. Something catches my attention from the corner of my eye. There's a clear view between my window and the window in the house next door, Jamie's window. Her curtains are open, and I see her moving around in her bedroom. She's dressed for bed and dancing a little to some music that I can't hear. I stand there watching. This isn't the first time that this had happened. I remember back when I was a teenager watching her through this same window. Sometimes I could catch quite the show. She dances around a little longer, looking quite nice in her t-shirt and short shorts. Then she looks right up at me. I'm caught! I start to turn around, pretending that I didn't see anything. That I hadn't been watching. But she just smiles and waves. I wave back. Then she walks over to the window and closes the curtain. Show's over, folks. Time to go to bed. I take my toothbrush from my suitcase and open the door that leads into the bathroom between Susie's room and my room. The door that leads into her bedroom is open, and I see her lying on the bed in her nightclothes talking into her cell phone. She gives me an annoyed look.
Are you going to shut the door or just stand there staring at me like a pervert?
Sorry. I shut the door quickly, giving both of us our privacy. This is gonna take some time getting used to. I turn to the sink. It's all covered with her things. I find the toothpaste among the clutter of hair products and makeup and brush my teeth, then clear out a place for me to keep my toothbrush. I've been gone for 3 years. I hate to just come back and force her to make room for me, but I'm gonna need some space in here as well if we have to share this bathroom. With that done, I have to go to bed. Or I head to bed, rather. The bed is soft, even more so than I remember, and the sheets smell like home. All this just feels so comforting. It's strange. At first, I'd been worried that you could never go home again, that this would all be too different and I wouldn't fit in here anymore. Now, though, now I feel good about all of it. I feel like I'm home for the first time in a long time. Just one thing's missing. Dad. The next morning, I'm woken by a knock on my door. Yeah? I made breakfast. You have a little time to eat before you need to go register for school. I look around disoriented for a moment. It takes a bit for me to realize where I am, in my bedroom, at home. I'd fallen asleep hard the night before and didn't wake up at all throughout the night. Unusual for me. Okay, thanks. I'll be down in a few minutes. I have to get to work. I won't be home until late tonight. Have a good day. I crawl out of bed feeling pretty good. The clock on my nightstand says it's 9:15. I give a little knock on the bathroom door to make sure that Susie isn't in there. Then walk in, empty my bladder, and smooth out my bedhead a bit. Then I throw a shirt on and head downstairs where I can smell pancakes before I even get to the bottom step. Susie's already sitting at the table eating. The pancakes are under the foil in there. Thanks. I go to the kitchen and put 2 pancakes on my plate along with a pat of butter and a little syrup. Then I walk back to the dining room and sit across from Susie. She hasn't cooked breakfast in forever. I'm not sure why you're getting the special treatment, but I'm happy for the pancakes. Careful, it almost sounded like you were saying that you're happy I'm back. Are you back? Or are you just gonna leave us again? I'm back. Seriously, I'm not going anywhere. Susie scoffs, unconvinced. We'll see. I promise, stepsis, really, I'm not going back. You're going to have to deal with me for a long time. Susie smiles, side-eyeing me. Great. I'm gonna go get ready. Be ready at 10, okay? You got it, and thanks for being my ride for today. Yeah, just don't make it a habit. She stands up and grabs her plate, heading towards the kitchen. Hey, stepsis? What? When's trash day? How the hell should I know? Friday, maybe? So today? Maybe. I think about asking her to help me take the trash out, but then decide against it. Easier to just do it by myself. I eat quickly, scarfing down all the delicious pancakes. Then I put my plate into the sink before grabbing the kitchen trash and carrying it outside to the trash bins. It takes 2 trips to move the trash cans to the curb, and I get them there just as the garbage man is driving up to the house to pick them up. He likes the name Sanitational Engineer. He gives me a wave and a smile before I realize that I had never put on pants and am standing outside in my boxers. Oops. I rush back inside and upstairs, throwing on some clothes from my suitcase and making a quick trip to the bathroom to make myself a bit more presentable. When I'm finished, it's exactly 10 in the morning. Alright, step bro, let's go! She calls from the front door. I make sure I have everything I need, then rush down the stairs to meet her at the front door. Ready! She leads me out to her car, an older model SUV. The interior is messy with empty coffee cups and fast food bags. That reminds me of somebody, not saying any words, DP. I sit in the passenger seat and buckle up. This feels weird. What? You driving. Remember all the times I had to drive you places when we were growing up? Yeah, but I'm not a kid anymore, and you're not driving my car. I'm just saying it's weird. Alright, let's get this show on the road. She backs out without looking into the rearview mirror, then slams down on the brakes, jerking me forward in my seat. She shifts up into drive and then puts the gas pedal to the floor. I grip the dashboard, holding on for my life as she zooms down the side streets, barely slowing around corners. It only takes a few minutes to get to the school. The counselor's office is over there. I'm going to the cafe over there to have a drink and chat with a friend. Just come get me when you're done. Okay, thanks. And don't take all day either. I got things I want to do later. I'll try. I walk through the courtyard towards the administration office that Susie had pointed to. The lobby's busy with people, all students looking to register like me. I sign in at the front desk and wait for my turn to talk to a counselor. It takes nearly an hour for my name to be called. The young woman on the front desk leads me down a short hall and knocks on a partially open door with a nameplate that says Gertrude Span. The next student is here, Mrs. Span. Thank you. Hello there, you can just call me Gertrude. It's nice to meet you. She puts her hand out to shake mine, gripping it firmly for only a second, then sitting back into her chair and motioning for me to sit across from her. The assistant quickly walks back towards the front desk to help the next student in line. So what are we doing today? I need to register. I've been going to a college in Brazil for the last 3 years, but I want to transfer here to finish my degree. Brazil? Wow! What were you going to school there for? I had a full scholarship studying quantum physics. That's amazing! What happened? Why didn't you finish your degree there, if you don't mind me asking? I came home to help with my family. My dad went missing a few weeks ago and we're trying to find him. I felt like I needed to come home. Oh, I understand. I hope you find your dad. That's awful. Thank you. Okay, so you want to finish your degree here. I'm assuming a BS in physics first, then we'll look at the master's and doctorate programs afterwards. You said you took 3 years in Brazil. Do you have the official transcripts? Yes, I brought them with me. I hand her the transcripts and she looks over them with a frown on her face. Okay, yeah, these look good, but you're missing a couple of basic education courses. Basic education? Yes, for your degree you're required to have one semester in English and one in social studies. You don't have those here. I wasn't required at my other college, we were completely focused on science. That makes sense, but you'll have to take them here. You'll be close to having your BS after taking them, though, since you've already taken some of the more intense science classes. Do you want to take a full course load? If you do, I can probably easily get you into a scholarship program considering your current situation. A full course load would be a lot of work, but I need to get it done. Plus, I don't have the money to pay for college on my own. I need a scholarship of some sort. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so I'll sign you up for the scholarship. We'll know for sure in a week whether you're qualified or not, but I'm pretty sure you'll be fine. And I'm going to register you for your classes. You'll take English and social studies along with the rest of the science classes that you need. You should be good to graduate by the end of the semester. It's a big course load, but most people don't have any problem with these classes. I think with your previous experience and obvious intellect, you'll be fine. That sounds great. Let me get your ID and I'll take these transcripts and get started. I hand her my ID from my wallet, then wait while she types up some things at the computer. Then she prints off some pages, has me sign a few places, and hands me a large folder stuffed full of papers. Okay, everything's done. In your folder there, you'll find your schedule, your course plan, and some more information you might find useful about the school. Your scholarship is all set up and seems to be good. You just need to show up on Monday, ready to go. Wow, that was easy. Thank you. And feel free to come up and chat with me if you ever need anything. Usually the place is not nearly this busy and you shouldn't have to wait long to see me. It doesn't have to be school related. I'm a counselor and I'm here to help you succeed in any way that I can. And good luck finding your dad. I hope everything turns out okay. Thank you so much. She shakes my hand one more time before I leave and walk back down through the busy lobby and out into the courtyard once again. I make my way over towards the cafe that Susie had pointed towards earlier. Through the glass window, I can see Susie sitting at a table, leaning back with her feet propped up in another chair, staring idly at her telephone screen. A bell on the door gives a little ring as I walk in. Some students glance up at me from an area to the right where they sit in comfortable-looking couches and beanbag chairs, but most pay me no attention. It's about time. I was so bored and my phone is almost dead. Can we go now? We can go now. Good, it's almost lunch now and I'm starving. We just had pancakes a couple of hours ago. So? Nothing. Let's go get some food. You're buying. I barely have any money. You want to go get a phone too, right? Yeah, I kind of need one. And Mom said I had to show you around town too. So you can either buy me lunch or you can pay for gas. Your choice. Fine, but keep it cheap. No steak dinners or anything, ma'am. Yes, I'm craving Jackson Burger. Oh yeah, that place is still open? Are you kidding? They'll be open forever. Their burgers are the best. I can't argue with that. We used to eat there all the time when I was growing up. Every Saturday they have an all-you-can-eat burger basket. The record holder gets their picture on the wall. I think it was 12 burgers last time I saw. Good God. I can't tell you how many Saturdays I went there and tried to beat the record, but the most burgers I was ever able to eat was 5, and I felt horrible for the rest of the day, as you should. I am sorry, folks. Nobody needs to be eating that much fucking meat at one time. Like, unless you're competing. Like, if you're gonna do a hard, high energy exercise, high energy workout, then you can eat that much. Like, I remember watching a documentary where they were talking about Muscle Beach and the bodybuilder's breakfast, which is just an obscene amount of meat. I mean, but these guys, they're going to go into the gym and they're going to hit it hard, so they're going to work all that off. If you eat that much meat, it's not going to be good for you because you're not doing a high energy workout. All right, let's go get some burgers then. Yay! Jackson Burger hasn't changed a bit. It's exactly like I remember. Except for that picture on the wall with the record holder. The whole time I'd come here growling up the record. Let's try that again. Except for that picture on the wall with the record holder. The whole time I had come here growing up, the record was held by Jesse something at 12 burgers. Now it's held by somebody named Brandy at 14 burgers. 14 burgers? How? Judging by the photo taken, I'd wonder how she could have even fit that many burgers into her stomach. She isn't very big. Nice pair of tits, though. She doesn't look at all like somebody I would expect to have eaten 14 burgers at Jackson Burger. Taking orders is the owner himself, Mr. Jackson, who's been running this place since it opened roughly 100 years ago. He's in his 70s now, but still sharp, funny, and charismatic. I pay for the burgers. The meals are only $5 each, so 10 for the two of us. Such a great deal for these burgers. Susie and I sit to eat at one of the small booths that seems as if they haven't changed since the 50s. So how did registration go? Good. I have to take my basics, though. You haven't taken your basics? We didn't have to for the college in Brazil. Oh God, let me see your schedule. I hope we're not in any of the same classes. I hand her the envelope as she wipes her hands on the napkin nearby. Are you kidding? I don't need my stepbro watching over everything I do, getting better grades than me, making me look stupid. I don't do that. Yes, you do. You may not try to do it, but you do it. If I do, I'm sorry. It's okay. I know you don't mean to. I'm just not as smart as you. I get it. You are smart, though. She raises an eyebrow at me. Don't be condescending. We both know I'm not as smart as you. I'm okay with that. I just don't need it pointed out in front of everybody every day. Fortunately, though, we are in some of the same classes, but not at the same times. Bullet dodged. After we eat mostly in... Let's try that one again. After this, we eat mostly in silence. I'm so damn full. That was delicious. Back when I was younger, I'd polish off 2 or 3 burgers every time I came here, but now I don't think I could eat another bite. When we were both finished, we head back out to the car. Okay, so that's all we've got for this part. I know there hasn't even been any scenes yet, but obviously there's a lot of storytelling. Come Home is not finished. It's 0.7. They're still working on it. But the premium edition is available on Steam, Patreon, and itch.io. So you can pick it up now if you want. So at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on this New Year's holiday. Well, I'll see you in a couple minutes on this New Year's holiday special with another great AVN. Stay tuned.